Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Yeah, everyone all set? Cocked and locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering at Genesis Communications Network, GCNLive.com. Class, you can listen to us on RenseRadio.com, R-E-N-S-E, radio.com. Thank you, Jeff Rentz. Thank you, Ted Anderson. Thank you, GCN. The Ron Gibson Channel. Ron Gibson, R-O-N-G-I-B-S-O-N, on Odyssey and BitChute. And Global Star Radio Network. Todd Waite. Thank you. And that's Galaxy 19, the satellite, and the telephone listen line. 605-615-1815. Kathy's with us in Ohio, domestic engineering today. Welcome, Kathy.
Oh, good morning, Vince. How's the farm? How's the campers and all your cattle?
You know, Kathy, we have had the most wonderful campers here. I mean, truly extraordinary. And there's a couple here right now, and they contacted us through hipcamp.com, hip, H-I-P-C-A-M-P. That's how you make reservations for Natural Farms Campground here in Missouri. And they said, you know, we'd love to come out, but we see that you are limited to a 26-foot camper trailer, and ours is a little bigger than that. But we'd love to come by and get some beef and eggs. And is that possible? I contacted them immediately, and I said, you know what, why don't we try to make an exception? I don't know if we can do it. They have a 40-foot camper trailer. It's extraordinary. It's huge. It's a house on wheels. And they pull it with a dually, big Chevrolet dually truck. So 20 feet for the truck, 40 feet for the camper. And we said, or I said to them, why don't we try making an exception? I don't know if we can pull this off, but we got a double gate. We just might be able to do it if you're up for it. And they said, yeah. So we had to cut some tree limbs and then apply a tree wound compound to some low-hanging limbs off a very, very large tree and at the entrance. And we were able to get their camper and truck in. They've been with us. And the neat thing, they bought some eggs, they bought some beef, I made some bread, and they were booked for 3 days. And then, I met with them and we talked about preparedness and all kinds of things. We just had a wonderful, wonderful discussion, many discussions. And we fed the cows together. The lady of the family decided she wanted to feed our bottle calf. Our bottle calf is named Decaf, as in decaffeinated. But so that's our latest bottle calf. And so she took great joy in feeding Decaf and walking in the fields among the cows while we unrolled hay. And they said, would it be okay if we extended our stay? I said, absolutely. And then a couple days later, they said, would it be okay if we extended our stay? And I said, absolutely. So it's never happened that a camper has extended twice. Now, they've extended once in the past, but not twice. And we've had campers here staying for months, literally. They like it so much. And here's what you really need, Kathy, and I'd love to send you some of this video. The male of the family, the man, loves flying his pet drone. And he asked me if I'd like to have video of the farm. And, I thought about this. I talked about it with the family. And so it's a privacy issue. And I said, you know what? That'd be great. I really appreciate it. Well, he flew this drone over our farm, the campground, the fields. It is truly magnificent. And I called him up last night, and I said, you know, it looks so good. I'd like to live there. And Kathy, the grass is magnificent. I would say, now, class, you may think this is braggadocious. I don't mean it to be. It's just the truth. Nature here at our farm is truly magnificent. And I would stack it up against the finest federal park, state park, county park, literally. The nature, the trees, the wildlife, the quiescence. It is truly magnificent. And I was talking with our campers, and they wanted to try Branson. You know, Branson is it's kind of a commercial activity where you can go and have fun. And they wanted to see what that was like. They're actually traveling across the country and seeing the United States. So this is part of Route 66. So they're going across the entire country. And I said, so can you contrast, and these, I'm paraphrasing, can you contrast Branson with this farm? And it's the opposite, the exact opposite. There are no attractions, no rides, no noise, absolutely quiet, peaceful. The opposite of hurry, 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 and conspicuous consumption. It's the opposite of that. It's like the difference between Las Vegas and a pasture. That's really what it's like. So they've had a great time here, and I've got the video. And I asked them if it would be okay if I use some of that video and put it on Natural Farms. LC.com, Natural Farms, LC, as in Limited Corporation. Not LLC, just LC.com, Natural Farms, LC.com. And I'm going to post that video, and you'll be able to see from the air what the campground is like, what the farm is like. You'll see where the origination of USA Prepares, what it really is like. And that's something that I agonized with over years. Did we want to remain completely private or remain semi-private? And so we're going to remain almost private, but we will show some of the video of the lifestyle. So if you're wondering what getting out of Dodge is like, you'll be able to see it. Now, you can see it on the internet, but this will be someone that you know, meaning me, and you'll be able to see what we're really talking about. You'll get to see what a hard life a farmer has trying to maintain and preserve and protect nature. So that's kind of where we are, Kathy. The cows are happy. The grass is getting green. We're still feeding hay, probably 2,000 pounds of hay a day. We're still feeding. That's two large rolls of hay. Calves are being born. It's truly a wonder and a blessing. It really is to see this. And, I've told all of our campers that, and they may hear it during the day. They may hear it several times at night, but it's okay. It's just I made a huge mistake. I taught the boys how to sing, and they do. And I said, it will sound like a pack of dogs. And it's just two. It's just these two boys saying, hey, y'all best not come over to our farm because this is our farm. So they put out the... I didn't know if it was an all call saying, come on over, it's great over here, or whether it's saying, don't y'all come over here. I think it's don't y'all come over here because they are protecting their turf. And what I mean by that is they're saying that any other wild dogs just don't need to come here and bother the cows. They don't need to come over here. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing to watch life in nature. And, you know, Kathy, these dogs are large. I mean, they're not as large as TJ at 200 pounds, but they are really large dogs, larger than the German Shepherds. And in the evenings, I'll sit down in the kitchen on the sofa, and they'll come in and they'll climb on top of me. They'll be half on top of me, and they'll be licking me and hugging me. And then we have six dogs, and they all, nobody wants to be left out. And my lap isn't big enough. but you know what I'm talking about, right? I mean, you've had these kinds of experiences with your animals. It's a real joy, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Kathy, I was thinking about the theme of today's class. And you and I talked privately on the telephone. And it seemed, class, taking care of what you have. That's what Kathy wants to talk about, taking care of what you have. And let's add to that. And this is nothing new. We've been talking about this for going on 14 years. Learn how to think and do for yourself. That's what you're going to have to do. And we've been putting exclamation points on that statement for many years. But it's becoming critical. You have to learn how to do things for yourself. And then you can add to that, don't believe anything in the media. Don't. Because if you believe what the media is saying, it can change. There are all kinds of organizations who are in the disinformation and misrepresentation business. Another thing that you should consider as part of today's class and theme is buy old books on how to do it yourself. And what does that mean? Well, I was thinking about spaghetti sauce and how Kathy makes spaghetti sauce. And I've never been to Kathy's house. I've never met Kathy. But I know for a fact, based on her teaching here, that some of her spaghetti sauce starts with a tomato seed. I want you to think about that. It starts with a tomato seed, some bell pepper seeds, soil, water, warmth, sunlight, nurture, and hard work. And if you think about having some spaghetti with that spaghetti sauce, who would ever think about a bag of flour, salt, sugar, yeast, and a rolling pin for the noodles? You don't need a box. You can make it yourself. But who does? And I was thinking before class today about my grandmother. Spaghetti sauce, well, it started with tomato seeds, pepper seeds, a little bit of salt, hours and hours of simmering on the stove, you know, peeling tomatoes, making the noodles by hand with flour, rolling, cutting, making the noodles. It's an all-day process. I think we're going back there. Like it or not, ready or not, I think we're going back there. Kathy, I'd love to hear you flesh some of this out when we come back right after these few short commercials.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. xtendovite.com. That's xtendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 0523. 800-284-0523.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Engineering Today. Kathy, any comments about spaghetti sauce starting with a seed and making your own noodles and learning how to think and do for yourself?
Yeah, Vince. I don't do all of them because sometimes I don't have a big enough crop, but I do grow my own peppers, tomatoes, celery, onions, and garlic. And I do grow my herbs. Now, it's not every batch I can do that, but in the summer, I'll make up big batches of it, and it's all fresh. And so it does make a difference. I mean, it's if you open up a jar of, like, Prego or something, as opposed to what I make, to me, you know, it's just a lot fresher. But I do agree, Vince. I think we probably will go back to that. I remember as a little girl, my grandmother used to make her own noodles. She'd roll them out on a cutting board when she was making her soup. And when the soup was almost done, she would sit there and she would cut off a little piece. And on the cutting board, they looked like the little dumplings or whatever. And she would put them, and they wouldn't even, sometimes they were flat like noodles, but she would cut them off and just sort of slide them into the water. That was just a memory that I have that she never bought noodles. So I think the how-to books are really important, Vince, knowing how to do it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and Kathy, was an all-day job, literally an all-day job,
yeah.
Just you know, for dinner, starting early in the morning. I mean, that's once the tomatoes had been processed and canned. I mean, that's a previous job, but just rolling out the noodles, simmering the sauce, you know, adding the meat and the celery and the peppers to the tomato sauce. But it was It was to perfection. It was absolutely as good as it gets. And because I'm talking about the 1950s and the 1960s, and I don't think, since my grandparents have passed away, I don't think I've seen anyone make spaghetti noodles from scratch for a meal. Heck, today it seems like it's it's too hard to wait for the water to boil and then the 15 minutes for the noodles to cook. That's a half-hour job right there, right? So we've become conditioned and used to instant. We want it faster than that. Heck, waiting in at McDonald's in line for 3 minutes, that's too long. The hamburger's got to be pre-cooked before we even think about going there, right?
Well, and then their sales are going down at these fast food restaurants because it's so expensive. I know people are still going there, but if you priced out what it costs, if you just got online and looked at their prices, you would be shocked at how much it would cost you for a fast food meal now.
When John Stadtmiller was alive, he told me that he would go to McDonald's. This is probably 3 years ago now. It's been gone a couple of years. Very, very sad. But he would mention that he would go to McDonald's, for dinner. And it was over $10 3 years ago. And I couldn't believe it. It's like, how's that possible? What, we're talking about a Big Mac and a soda and some French fries. Is that what we're talking about? Yeah, that's what we're talking about. I couldn't believe it. Kathy, I'm out of touch with restaurants because I haven't been to one. I'll bet you the tip that you'd be expected to leave now is more than I thought the meal would be.
Yeah. They want you to leave 20% now, Vince. And a lot of the places that you go to, they have a little tip jar or they have a little tip container. Even if you're just like I've seen them at Panera's. If you get online, you can just see all the different places. And they ask for, a lot of them ask for, do you want to donate to like the Red Cross or to whatever charity? There's a lot of the companies that do that, but that's a different topic. But they have the little signs right by the cash registers when you go in.
Do you want to donate to the Red Cross?
No.
Absolutely. My godfather was in the Battle of the Bulge in World War II, and he hated the Red Cross because they charged for coffee. They charged the combat soldiers for coffee in World War II.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The Democratic-controlled Senate swiftly dismissing the impeachment charges against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, voting to deem both impeachment articles unconstitutional. They argued they did not meet the threshold of high crimes and misdemeanors. Despite Senate Republicans' attempts at motions to initiate a prolonged trial, all such efforts were fruitless, with votes falling along party lines. Former President Donald Trump reportedly unhappy with the progress of jury selection in his criminal hush money trial in New York. We get more from USA's John Schaefer.
7 jurors have already been appointed, moving faster than anticipated by some legal experts. Trump expressed his frustration on his social media platform Truth Social, questioning the limited number of strikes during jury selection. He also accused the judge of moving so quickly to help Democrats. Jury selection will continue on Thursday.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means, always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Kathy's with us, domestic engineering. Kathy, what's next this morning?
Well, Vince, I have some things that I make up myself, and I would like to give some of the recipes for that. And also, I have some information that I'll touch on briefly, and it's more about, like, things at the grocery store. Now, what I'm hearing and noticing myself are when you buy your canned goods, a lot of times there's not as much product inside the canned goods. I was reading some articles. Some people wrote in and said that they have a lot of water or broth, but they had like only a half a can filled with the vegetables. And like if it was soup, one person said there was, if there was meat in there, they never found any. It was potatoes and gravy. It was supposed to have meat with it. there wasn't anything in it. So that leads me to say, if, you know, to buy one, open it up and check it. It might just be that particular lot, but a lot of them have changed their quality and they've changed what they put in the volume. So why would you pay, let's say people now are paying $1, $1.25 for, let's say, a can of beans. But if it's only half full, then, excuse me, probably you would be better off to just buy frozen if you can get the frozen on sale, or buy them big bags like at Sam's or Costco, because you can get cheaper per pound that way. So that's the one thing. And the other thing is they have these cans like with the pop tops. And they are, one lady had a whole thing that was chili, and she had it in her pantry, and she heard noise in there, and she opened it, and all the cans, like 12 cans, exploded. And they just went all over her pantry. She said it took her all day. She had to take everything that was on the walls, the ceiling, the walls, the floor, all over products. So I'm not so sure the quality is there, so that, if you can avoid those, I wouldn't get them unless you're going to use them right away. I know that you're not supposed to stack a lot on them unless you have like racks or something, because they can't take the weight as a regular canned good. And also, Vince, I had some canned tomatoes downstairs and they were a little bit expired. I put another cardboard tray on top of them and I didn't see them. But when I looked at them a little closer, the lids were starting to bulge. They weren't flat or like a little bit of a concave like sometimes they normally are. So I'm throwing them all away because I don't trust them. I'm not sure whether I opened one, it doesn't smell bad, but I know that can be the beginning of botulism. But I've never had that happen before. I mean, if they were maybe 5 years expired or 3 years, I might say, well, okay. But I just never had that happen. So I'm just kind of throwing that forewarning out and to check your canned goods and maybe go out and, if you're going to buy one or buy a case, buy one first and check it. And if you're not happy with quality, then don't buy that brand anymore. Or buy frozen corn or frozen carrots or whatever else you buy, you know. So I don't know if you have any experiences with that, Vince, but I just want to let people know about that. It kind of makes it hard to prep when canned goods are normally a staple for when you're prepping. And now that if you're going to have trouble storing them or keeping them, that makes it harder on us.
It really does. So we're at the point where buying more food in cans is not as viable as it was 2 years ago, or, well, maybe 4 years ago. I have seen exactly what you're saying. Soups, it seems like the cans don't get filled quite as high as they used to. You know, you remove the lid and you, wait a minute, why isn't it not closer to the top? You know, why is the contents not closer to the top? And where is the meat? Where is the chicken? Where is the beef? Seems like you really have to look for it. Before it was, there was enough. And vegetables, like green beans. I guess part of the inflation is not only put the beans in the can, but put the stems in the can. And it's not just me. David in Illinois, USA Prepares instructor, called in a couple of years ago and he said the same thing. Got the stems in there. And then when you talk about the pop-top cans, what we're seeing is those are failing too. And it seems like the length that you can store cans is less with the pop-top cans. I think more air gets in. It's easier for the air to get in because of the weakened seam that is part of the pop top. And you just pull the pop top and it rips around the seam. I think that's part of it. I think the seal, whatever the glue or the sealant around the rim of the can is not as good. And I've seen that opening a can that is right near expiration, best used by expiration. I guess I shouldn't say expiration. I should say best used by date. When it's right around there, I look at the inside rim of the lid, where the lid meets the cylindrical part of the can, and sometimes it's black, which tells me not only is the content in there, but mold is growing, so out it goes. So what do you do with that, Class? I mean, do you throw it in the trash? I don't. I put it in the toilet and flush the toilet because I don't want that cooking in the kitchen trash. And that's another problem. Trash, nobody in our little village seems to know when the trash pickup is. We used to have a really good company that came as a family business in the county, and they started a trash pickup business, and they would show up. And if it was inclement weather, it was like snowing, you knew they'd be there the next day. Now we have no idea what time the trash pickup is. It was sold by that, you know, the local family to an out-of-state company. And nobody knows when they're coming. So now you see the trash put out, and it's out for days and days. And animals can get into it, tear it apart. That's the next big problem, Class. Mark my words, trash. And what are you going to do? If there's one trash company and you don't like them, what are you going to say? I'm never going to use you guys again? They'll say, fine. That's okay. They're not from here. They're from out of state. They can raise the rates. They did. They bought the local company, and first thing they did was said, you can only put out 2 bags of trash. It has to be in a trash can with a lid, and we're not taking any more. So, no washing machines, no tires, no dryers, no appliances, no TVs, no computers. What do you do with them? And I think it's responsible to recycle, but what does that mean? Does that mean that you bring your computer to some company, some alleged recycling company, they strip out the CPU and the memory, they process that for gold, and then they crush the rest of it and send it to the landfill? Is that what that means? I don't know. What happens to all those CRT monitors? What happens to all those printers? What happens to all the keyboards and mice and tower computers and notebooks and laptops? What happens to them? I think they go to the landfill. I think they do. So, as we go forward down this road, we're going to have to be very, very diligent in how we spend our money and what we do. Case in point. And the point here is that just because that brand used to be good, and just because your grandmother liked it and your mother liked it, and I'm talking about brands for the kitchen, you know, food products, doesn't mean they're the same. Doesn't mean the brand has been loyal to you. Kraft Heinz. It used to be Kraft, and it used to be Heinz. Now it's Kraft Heinz. Mustard. We had a barbecue here for some of our students, and we picked up some squeezable mustard, you know, large containers of squeezable mustard, and before we didn't use all of it. So there were some sealed mustard jars, bottles, squeezed bottles, turned brown at the top. When was the last time you saw that? Have you ever seen that before? It turned brown. I mean, from yellow to brown. So I called Kraft Heinz, and I said, well, here's what's happening. To all of them, it's within date. They said, I'm almost so sorry. I'm paraphrasing. They said, we'll send you some coupons. And I said, great. They sent me some coupons. They sent it to our post office box. We don't drive to town to get mail every day. So about a week later, picked up the mail, and the coupon expired within a week. So they sent us coupons that expired within a week from us getting the mail. And we didn't go shopping. We don't go shopping every day or every week. You know, like once a month maybe. So they expired. So I called them up and I said, thank you so much. but I couldn't use them in time. Here are the numbers. And they said, okay, we'll send you some more. It didn't used to be like this. You know, if you had a problem, you'd just go back to the store and say, I had a problem with this. But now it's much more complicated. You know, now that we have computers to make things easier, it's more complicated. It takes more time. And why is the mustard turning brown anyway? Before best use by date. It's not like we park it in the sun. It's not like we leave it outside. It's cool, it's dry and dark. Why? Because of packaging? Because of processing? Because of quality control or lack thereof? That's what's going on. And why is it that spaghetti noodles? Now, not everybody's having this problem. Maybe bugs only live where we are, here in Missouri. But why is it that bugs pop out of spaghetti noodles before the best use by date? Why? They're kept cool, dehumidified, and dark. Constant temperature. Why are bugs popping out of the noodles? And it's not just one brand. It's all the brands. It's the house brands, and it's the top-of-the-line brands. And it's from Italy, too. Why? Why is this happening? Why do we find bugs in gold medal flour? Why? But not Member's Mark flour. Why? Kathy, am I speaking in isolation here, or have you read that other people are finding the same thing?
No, Vince, it's true. The quality of everything has gone down, too. Things just don't taste right anymore, you know. You taste it and go, oh, I'm not buying this anymore because whatever they did, it's no good. Or just the, like you said, you're getting bugs or you go to make something and it just doesn't, the flour doesn't work, doesn't raise right.
Right.
So, yeah.
Right. Flour that used to work, that used to be consistent year after year after year, not anymore.
That's right.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Well, classic. Here's a small exclamation point. And it's not just one company. It seems like almost all companies are doing this. Several years ago, I bought some oil filters. And you know I like the orange ones, right? Fram. And I'm not sure why, but some people say they're lousy and they don't like them and they have cardboard end caps. Well, inside the oil filter, cardboard end caps just hold up fine. And I don't know why people complain about a cardboard end cap when the filter media is cellulose as well, which is, you know, paper. So some people on the internet, YouTube, will bash Fram oil filters for having using cardboard inside, and it works perfectly well as a gasket. I mean, if you think about what is a gasket, it's like cardboard or close to it, right? So Fram got bashed many for a long time, years and years and years. I like them. I like the Fram oil filters. They're my first choice. And that's what I try to use on my truck or trucks. But anyway, I bought some Fram oil filters. And for our Dodge 1999 Dodge Cummins turbo diesel pickup truck, 3/4 ton. And the filters were more orange than they normally were. They had a different kind of a finish on the shell or the can. And this particular oil filter, the base is up, which means you can fill it almost all the way, like 95% full with fresh oil. And you know that I do that, right? So I took off the old oil filter, got the new oil filter, same part number, Fram, and but it felt different. The paint was shinier. And I filled it with oil and went to put it on, and it didn't screw on right. It started to thread on and didn't thread completely on. And I was frosted because I took the old oil filter out, drained the oil out, and I couldn't go anywhere because I took the oil filter off and the oil out. And I put new fresh oil in the oil filter. I called up Fram and I said, here's what's happening. And they wanted to know what I wanted to do. And they said, did you blow your engine? I said, no. No, I didn't start it. The oil filter didn't go on right. Why would I start the engine? I knew that it didn't go on right. So they said, well, that's great. That's great news because that's a $10,000 engine minimum. This Cummins turbo diesel 24-valve engine. Now it's probably closer to $15,000. And so they said, what would you like? And I said, I'd like oil filters that say Fram on them that are not made in China. And they said, okay, we'll send you two cases. So I think a case might have been six. So they sent me two cases of oil filters, and here's what happened. They admitted it to me. They actually turned over the negotiations of the defective products to this guy who was a negotiator. Because he would try to get the claim to be as low as possible. Because they had blown engines. Because the oil filter wouldn't thread on properly. Some of the people who use the oil filters just threaded them on until they stopped, said that's good, started the engine, drove away, and blew their engine. What happened was the manufacturing was moved to China. So the good old-fashioned Bendix Fram oil filters were manufactured in China, and somebody didn't pay attention. Somebody didn't catch it. That they put metric threads on the oil filters instead of American threads. So they're close. It would start to thread on, but it wouldn't thread on all the way. And you've seen this when you try to put a nut on a bolt, and the nut is metric, and the bolt is American, or vice versa. You've seen this. It threads on part of the way. So the word to the wise is check everything. And as Kathy was intimating, if you buy one, it may be not what you want. You may have bought that same brand, that same can for years and years and years. Now you buy another one and it's different. It's substandard. But if you buy cases and cases of them, you might get stuck with cases and cases of them. It's like, where's the beef? Where's the meat? Didn't this soup used to have meat? I remember it used to have meat in here. It doesn't have as much meat. It might have one quarter of the meat. I've seen this recently. I'm talking about like yesterday and weeks before. There's the consistency is absent in products. The quality is not being controlled. I don't know if people just aren't going to work or what, but you can't count on anything anymore. Nothing. So you're on your own. You're going to have to take care of yourself, Kathy.
Oh, I agree, Vince. And I think that, just like we said, take care of what you have and just keep like pressuring yourself to keep prepping, because we're not going to be able to get certain things.
Right. And Facebook Marketplace is a window on the GDP. And if you want to see what products are no good, just go to Facebook Marketplace. You'll see almost nothing but broken products. Products that just have failed. And people just say, I'm done with it. I'm done with the washer, dryer, refrigerator, freezer. I'm done with it. Broken engines, broken lawnmowers, broken pressure washers, broken generators.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.